Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek here on Montana Public Radio talking with Alan R. Scott, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. A concert coming up, the Masterworks Concert 2, Viva Verdi, will be held Saturday, the 19th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Helena Civic Center. And this is the second concert of a six-concert Masterworks series, other concerts on the bill over the season as well. Alan R. Scott, welcome back to Montana Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So talk about this weekend's Verdi celebration. I understand it's not only the symphony, but the chorale and a number of soloists.
The Helena Symphony Orchestra and the 90-voice chorus. In May, we pay tribute to Richard Wagner's 200th birthday. And so now we will turn to Giuseppe Verdi's birthday, who is at this time of year as well. So we're going to be featuring so much of the music of Verdi, and he wrote, over 30 operas. He's one of the few composers that really wrote that many, and he's also, by pretty much by any standard, perhaps made more money than any other composer while they were alive, maybe other than the film composer John Williams. And he also was a national hero. So we'll be taking 14 of his operas and doing 24 different scenes. And there'll be some sort of quasi-staging throughout, and we'll be bringing in four superb soloists, one of which, the soprano, Carrie Marcinko, is a regular at the New York City Opera and often does some work at the Met, and a tenor, Kirk Darty, who is really this up-and-coming. He's been doing operas throughout the world, particularly with conductor Lauren Mazel, the former music director of the New York Philharmonic. So we're really thrilled to have these incredible soloists. Also, mezzo-soprano Kimberly Gratlin-James, who has been doing operas with us for years, and during that time, she took a position at the University of Montana, so she's there in Missoula, but she's an incredible mezzo-soprano. And a baritone, Brandon Hendrickson, who is another up-and-coming. He's been performing throughout the country, operas and a lot of concert work. So it's a big deal, I think, this music from Verdi.
And will you have, as part of the evening or part of the celebration, a chance to talk about Verdi, to share some of that story with your audience?
The plan is that we will. We would like to give at least some of the things that people don't know. I think the music will speak for itself. But Verdi, he was really a national hero. When he died, over 300,000 people came to his funeral. Some say there's never been a funeral that was larger ever in the history of mankind. 300,000 came to his funeral. And whenever you see pictures of him, he's always in this very polished look with a perfectly manicured beard and top hat and white scarf. And he was not the easiest man to work with, but over time, he became sort of the hero of conductors championed him, and he was the hero of La Scala, which is the famous opera house in Milan. And this was a man who, after he really had his first hit, even the chorus called the Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, today is used as a quasi-national anthem. Whenever the people in Italy feel like the government's not doing what they expect them to do, or particularly if they make cuts to the arts budget, in the middle of Nabucco, where the opera is from, the chorus is from, the conductor will often stop the opera, turn around and make a speech and in the orchestra pit, and then they will perform the Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves again without any staging, and the entire audience will join in singing. It's that familiar.
Well, the celebration of Verdi, Viva Verdi concert, will be the Masterworks number 2 concert coming up Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 at the Helena Civic Center. Tickets and information at the website helenasymphony.org or call 442-1860. Alan R. Scott is the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. Thanks so much.
Thank you.